Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local weekly radio show that for 21 years right here on KFBK has been all about the issues of aging. And more than ever, it's about the issues of aging. It's about families. It's about making decisions. It's about figuring out how we're going to take care of everybody. It's how do we make wise decisions? I got a phone call today from someone, and this is not unusual. This happens all the time, but this one was a little unusual. And they've been talking to me for about 3 weeks, and they have a relative that they love that lives in the Bay Area. And for 3 weeks, they've been talking to me about what do we do and how do we do this. And for 3 weeks, I've been telling them, you know, you need to do this and you might want to think about doing that. And, you know, I need more information. I need this. And they kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And finally, they had a big family meeting in the Bay Area on Saturday. And this past Monday, the person died before they could do anything. And now they've got an estate and it's not going to be a good thing. It's going to be in probate. It's going to be the family is not pulling all in the same direction. And it's because they always thought they had time. And if you've learned anything and I've learned anything and we've learned anything from all of this is that you don't. You don't get a decision in what happens in your future life. You just don't. You can make all the plans and assume all the assumptions you want to assume. And at the end of the day, you don't have any control over what's going to happen to you tomorrow or the next day or the next day. I was reading some statistics the other day from a state, from Florida, that's actually way ahead of the game when they shut down nursing homes. And yet still half of their deaths have come in senior care facilities. Half. They shut them down earlier than anybody else did, and there's still been half. How many of those people who had loved ones in a care home ever thought that was going to happen to them? If we've learned one thing from this, it's we don't know. I'll get to all who I am and all that stuff in a minute, but I wanted to start with a couple things before I forgot them. U.S. News and World Report had an article this last week on July the 28th, and it was scientists get closer to blood tests for Alzheimer's. So here's my question for you. Would you want to know? If you knew, what would you do differently? Because even if you know, there's no cure. There's no vitamins you can take. There's no fish oil you can take. There's no nothing you can take that makes Alzheimer's go away. Nothing. So let's assume you could take a blood test tomorrow and it said, you're going to have Alzheimer's or you already have Alzheimer's. You're going to have Alzheimer's in 2 years. Would you want to know? And if you did know, what would you do? My guess is a lot of you would still do nothing. Believing that somehow it was all going to change. What is everybody holding out for right now? What's the magic thing here with the coronavirus? Come on, what's everybody? It's a vaccine. Well, what if there isn't a vaccine? What if the vaccine doesn't work? What if it's not 100% effective? What if they can't make it fast enough? What if the virus mutates? What if? There's an old saying that if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their bottoms. So even if you knew, would it change your behavior? You know one, I can tell you something for certain today. You're going to get older and your cognitive function is going to decline. There is nothing you can do about that short of dying. And yet how many of you are going to change your behaviors and change your planning and change what you're doing knowing for a certainty that unless you die young, you're going to get older and your cognitive function is going to decline. So if there was a blood test for Alzheimer's tomorrow, would you take it, number one? And if it told you you had it, what would you do differently? I've already told you for certain, and I don't need a blood test for this, that you're going to get older and your cognitive function is going to decline and your ability to take care of yourself is going to decline and your ability to live independently is going to decline. So what are you going to do? I don't have an answer for you, folks, because your answer is different than my answer, is different than Aunt Tilly's answer, is different than Grandma Mildred's answer. Hi, I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here of Assets and Aging, 21 years here on KFBK, California's single best source and resource on the issues of aging. I have lots of things available to help you with this subject. One is this radio show, which for 21 years has been on here every week. Currently on at 7 o'clock Sunday nights, right here on KFBK. In addition, I have a website. It's a very good website. It's assetsandaging.com. Assets and Aging, ASSETS. ANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. You can go there. You can listen to my radio shows. We're getting ready to completely redo my podcast schedule. So right now there's no podcast. I'm getting completely ready to do a different thing. We're going to do them every 2 weeks, and they're going to be much more informative. You can follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's assetsandaging.com. So you can go to Facebook/assetsandaging. And you can go to my Facebook page. Every week I do Facebook Live videos. I did one a couple days ago. They're always current. They're always up to date. They're always on what's going on. They're always on how to deal with the issues of aging and how to make your family's life better. Every 2 weeks, I do a webinar. You can sign up for my webinar online. My next webinar is the 18th of August at 6 o'clock in the evening. They're informative. They're on Zoom. You don't have to go anywhere. They're interactive. You can ask questions. You can listen to me. You can ask questions. You can listen to me. You can ask questions. They're chock full of information. You can become a subscriber to my website and have access to 25 at least videos, blogs, links. You can sign up for my newsletter. It's free. There's all kinds of ways to get information on the issues of aging. All of them are available to you. All of them are available to you so that you can become more informed. Today I want to talk about a couple issues I don't talk about very much, but one of them is veterans' benefits. You know, there's lots of veterans' benefits. There's a pension. You put in your 20 years, you get a pension, and you have a pension for serving 20 years or whatever it is. The other one is a service-connected pension. You were hurt in the military. You lost your hearing, you fell off the back of a tank and hurt your back, whatever. Agent Orange, you have a service-connected disability. And another one, it's not the only one, but another one that's not talked about much, and when it is, all kinds of people have all kinds of misinformation, is commonly called aid and attendance. It's sometimes called an improved pension benefit. The common name is aid and attendance. It's available to veterans and the surviving spouses of veterans to help them pay for care. That care can be in an assisted living, it could be in a memory unit, it could be in a boarding care, or it could be at home. For a veteran and his wife, it's a little over $2,000 a month. For a veteran, it's just under $2,000 a month. For a surviving spouse, it's about $1,200 a month. The numbers change a little bit every year, so don't get hung up on the number. And they're tax-free benefits available to veterans and the surviving spouse of veterans to help pay for care. Doesn't pay for nursing homes, but it'll pay for assisted living, it'll pay for memory care, it'll pay for boarding care, and it'll pay for home care. What are the qualifications? They're simple. There's some financial qualifications, but basically I want to give you the basic, that's too many basically's, the basic requirements. 90 days continuous active duty. One of those days has to have been during a time of war. You don't have to have been on the front lines. You don't have to have served on the front lines. It's just that you have to have been in during one of the days of the 90 days has to have been during a time of war. You could have been a cook in Kansas during Korea. You still met the requirement of one day during a time of war. They're not really hard. And the last one is other than dishonorable discharge. So as long as you didn't have a dishonorable discharge and you meet those, you might qualify. Now, here's the biggest hurdle to getting this benefit is thank you to a California nonprofit. They got all the rules changed a couple years ago so that thousands of veterans in California can't get this benefit anymore. I'd love to tell you about it on the air, but I can't. But those of us that follow this know this to be true. And here's the catch now with the VA benefit. Up until a couple years ago, when this California nonprofit got involved, just trust me, it's what happened. My opinion only, but still, I think I'm right. There's now a 3-year look back for getting this benefit. So if you apply today, they're going to look back and see what you did for the last 3 years. And if you did certain things or you had too much in assets or you made too much income or you had different things, you have an IRA, for instance. It used to be they didn't count IRAs. Now they count IRAs, thank you to the changes in the rules. So with this benefit now, there's a 3-year look back. Now, does that mean you can't, well, Bob, what, I'm 72 years old. I don't need it today. What if I need it in 5 years? Well, have you started planning for that event? Do you have the one-and-done plan? I've been specializing in the one-and-done plan for years, which is to make sure that you've planned for VA benefits, Medi-Cal benefits, and any other government benefits that are available to help pay for care when the day comes, whatever happens, no matter who lives, no matter who dies, no matter who, whatever. So do you have the one and done plan? I don't know. A lot of you do, don't. Most of you don't. Most of you listening don't have, you don't even know what I'm talking about when I say one and done. So for instance, let's say that today you don't need VA benefits, but you don't meet the asset qualifications. And by the way, the VA, thanks to the change in rules, counts income twice. They count your income as income, and then they count your income as an asset. I'm not making that up, folks. So let's say today you don't qualify because you have too much. Don't forget your house. They don't count your house. You have too much money or you have an IRA. Well, with a little planning, 3 years from now, if you needed it, you'd be able to qualify for it. Or if your wife needed it, she'd be able to qualify for it. But you probably don't have the one-and-done plan. You have a trust you got for $499. I saw one today, $699. And I looked them up, and they're an insurance agency, but nowhere on there did they advertise that they sell insurance. And I asked a couple elder law attorney friends of mine, they're out of Southern California, and I asked them if they knew who they were, and they said, oh, absolutely. They go by several different names. It's one of the things you have to be careful of, folks, with these seminar sellers that go to hotel rooms or, you know, that an attorney is going to talk to you from somewhere out in the desert somewhere or whatever it is. Be really careful because when it comes time to need it, it's not going to work. When it comes time for frailty planning, it's not going to work. I hear ads all the time for $499. Yet when you look up the company, they're nowhere around here. They're somewhere in Southern California. And you can't talk to anybody there. One of the companies I looked up just the other day had 36 Better Business Bureau complaints. But nowhere on their website does it say that. And you wouldn't know unless you knew how to go search. And all of them were for taking money and then not doing anything. That's what all the complaints were. So be careful. When it comes to planning, it has to be comprehensive. It has to be complete. It has to deal not only with what happens if I die, but what if I don't die? There's a lot of shows out there doing retirement planning. I'm not here to badmouth any of them. But retirement planning is not long-term care planning. It's not planning for frailty. It's arguing about, are you going to get a 2% return or a 3% return? In my world, a return doesn't count. I don't care about return. I care about not losing it. I care about retention. Chasing returns is good, making sure you're going to retain it so that just because you need care, it's not all gone, is a big deal to me. So it's one thing to say, well, I got 1% more return. I had somebody call me up the other day and said, well, I'm thinking about doing this because I'm not making this up. My brother-in-law knows a lot about financial planning, and he said and I just went, I can't help you. I can't help you. If you start chasing returns, you'll be investing in Russian bonds. Russian bonds are paying 5-6%. You're going to run out and invest in Russian bonds? I mean, if you're going to chase returns, that's great. If you're going to look at things that are going to help me retain, did you know there are products out there? Everybody poo-poos this stuff. But did you know there are annuity products out there that if you're taking income and you go into a home, it automatically doubles your income? I'm not making it up. They're out there. They're called next generation annuities. They're all over the place. If you want more information, call me. I'll try to put you in touch with somebody. But they're there. Looking at long-term care and looking at frailty planning is different than looking at my funeral. You know, do I want to be cremated? Do I want to be buried in an oak coffin? Do I want to be buried in a cardboard box? What do I want? Most people don't even have that discussion, let alone what happens if I spend 5 years dying? What happens if I spend 3 years with dementia before I die and I don't even know where I am? Do you have one and done? Have you looked into VA benefits? Have you really looked into them? Have you been told that there's a 3-year look back? Have you been told that there's a way to defeat the 3-year look back with a little bit of planning? Having a one and done plan that also takes care of Medi-Cal if I wind up in a nursing home so that I can qualify for Medi-Cal benefits? Do you have one and done? You know, nursing homes right now cost on average just under $10,000 a month. Assisted living costs $6,000 to $8,000 a month. Memory care costs $8,000 to $10,000 a month. In-home care costs $12,000 to $15,000 a month. What's your plan? You can go out there and chase returns all you want. If you have $300,000 and you go from 2% to 3%, how much more is that a year? $1,000. It's $1,000. Now, that's not to be sneezed at, don't get me wrong, but does that really make a big dent in paying for care? I don't know. You have to tell me. I don't have the answer for you. Is your plan a one and done? No physicals required, no lifetime limits on benefits, accessible, can help you get VA benefits, aid in attendance, can help you get Medi-Cal benefits if those days come when you need a nursing home, can take care of what you need to take care of. I wish I could tell you all the stories that I hear every week. I love telling stories. People, I think, sometimes don't believe that the stories are real, but they're all real. And all the stories that come to me every week from people who are going, we never thought this would happen, but it's always preceded with, we find ourselves in a situation we never thought we would be in. However, we did this 5 years ago. We did this 7 years ago. We did this 23 years ago. But here's what we're facing now, and we're wondering if this will work. Well, I don't know. You should ask yourself that question 7, 8, 10 years ago when you were doing whatever you were doing. Is it going to deal with this? Most people that have trust and powers of attorney and that kind of stuff done only talk about what happens when you're dead. I don't care about what happens when you're dead. Very few dead people come into my office or come in to see me. The people that I see are not deceased. They're frail. They're incapacitated. They're incompetent. They can't take care of themselves. They can't be independent, but they're not dead. That's why it's called one and done, because it will also take care of the dying issues, the no probate issues, and all that kind of stuff. But it will also take care of, what if I need VA benefits? What if I need long-term care? What if I need assisted living? What if I need Medi-Cal? Who's going to take care of all that stuff? Or wait for a month, never get around to getting back to me, and when you finally get back to me, say, oh, the person we went down there to the Bay Area to see, we've been talking about this for a month. Yeah, I remember. Well, they died Monday. So nothing ever got done. It never ceases to be astonishing to me, people. And I say this with all the love and concern I can muster for you, because I love my audience. How many people have been listening to this show for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years and say to themselves every week at the end of the show, you know, Mildred, one of these days we got to call that Bob up and we got to talk to him. Because, you know, we're 92 now and we're getting up there. Or the children will call me and say, you know, we've been listening and our parents are now 88 and mom has dementia and we're wondering what we should do. Well, how long have you been listening to the radio show? Oh, 5 years. What did you think was going to happen? Well, we didn't know. That's the whole point, folks. I've circled back to where I started from. You don't know. If you would like to have a plan that's one and done, then call me today. Write the number down. It's 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my next webinar on the 18th. You can email me and tell me what's going on. My phone number is also there. You can look at updated articles there. You can sign up for my free newsletter there. But you can begin to establish a one-and-done program. To know for as close to certainty as you can get that no matter what befalls you, you're prepared. Your family is prepared. Whether you die, you become disabled, you become incapacitated, you become incompetent, one of you dies and that happens to the other one, you will know and your family will know that you arranged and planned and thought this through long before it happened. There's a 3-year look back on VA benefits. You don't need them today. Are you going to be ready when you do need them? Or are you going to be facing a 3-year look back 3 years from now because you didn't want to talk about it now and deal with it now? Come in and see me. We can socially distance. I can arrange for Zoom calls or Skype calls. The point is, if it's important to you and if it's important to your family, get up off your you-know-what and make sure you've taken care of one and done. That you have a plan that's going to take care of you no matter what happens. To whom, it doesn't matter. You will have done everything you need to do to make sure your family's lifetime's worth of work is not flushed down the toilet. It's not lost. It's not bet on a 21 game, knowing that we're going to get older. We all are. We're all going to become more frail. We're all going to lose independence. Call me today. Email me today. Make sure you have one and done, and you're prepared for what's coming, whether it's veterans benefits, Medi-Cal, general planning, in-home care, all the things that are going to confront us as we get older. Thanks so much for listening to me. My phone number again is 800-999-8007. Sign up for my webinar, get a hold of me, and together you can make sure you have one and done and you're ready for what the future holds for you, whatever it is. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you here again next week or soon right here on Assets and Aging.